Japan is one of our largest value markets, one of our best customers going back for decades. But it's always a competitive market. In 2021, we probably had some tailwinds in the fact that the production out of Australia was limited. The cattle cycle was such that they had less cattle available, and they also had some flooding, which limited the amount of cattle going to market. That's undoubtedly going to change in 2022. We're forecasting, especially in the second half of this year, that there will be more cattle available for slaughter. And of course, Japan's one of their largest markets as well. So the timing of this agreement couldn't be better, because we need to be on a level playing field to take on our largest competitors like Australia.